Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Just friendly reminder, Mincha this afternoon, 5:30 p.m. Learning in the Shul Suite, graciously sponsored by the Wengers, commemorating the Artsites of maternal grandparents Sarah Bas Reb Mendel and Yechiel Alter Ben Reb Avram. And of course, the Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day, Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We're learning the second Negoim, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Dalet, and Hey, the Mishnah begins. Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, and when Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim speaks about a Kohen matter, you perk up your ears and listen, because he was the guy who made it through by a sheni, right? And he really was there and knew what was going on. So he turns around and he says, Maros Negoim Shishasar, there are 16 different types of Negoim of Tzaras signs. Rav Dosman Harkana says, no, Maros Negoim Shloshim Vishisha, there are 36 different types of Negoim. And Akavi ben Mahalalel Omer, Shiv Mushtam, there are 72 types. So Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim explains, Ein Roen Asa Negoim Batchila Achar Shabbos, right? We don't usually look at Negoim for the first time on a Sunday, because then if the person were to be found to have a Nega a week later when he would need to be out of Tzaras, Sheshvua Shalom Chalios B'Shabbos, the end of the week would be Shabbos, he'd wind up keeping an extra day. Velo Basheni, we also don't do it on Mondays. If on the first week it's not determined, we put him in for another week. And so therefore it would wind up that at the end of the second week, when he would normally be able to become Tor, right, he would have to delay it by an extra day because the last of the 2 weeks would be on Shabbos. And also we don't check out Negoim on homes on Shabbos because... On Tuesdays, because the third week would be able to be confined up to 3 weeks, and then the house would not be usable for an extra day, because the end of the 3 weeks would work out falling out on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? Le'olam Rowan, right? We always check it out. But Chalios B'socha Shabbos, Mavirin L'acha Shabbos. If the day of a Bedika falls out on Shabbos, then we push it off to after Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva's position leads to a kula and a chumra. So the first thing the Mishnah wants us to know is, how did Rabbi Akiva's position wind up creating a kula? So the Mishnah gives a number of examples. What if it had one white hair? And then the white hair disappeared. Right? Or the white hair is turned black. There's one white hair and one black hair. And both of them turn black. Aruchos v'ktziru, or they were long hairs and then they became short hairs. Or echad aruka v'echad ktzara. One was long and one was short. V'ktziru shneim, and then both shortened. Nismach hashchin l'shneim. Or what happens if there was a boil that touched one or both of the white hairs? Or what happened? Hikif hashchin l'shneim olachas mehem. Or if the hairs were separated by a boil, or it gets too close to one or the other. Or chilkan ashchin, or the boil comes right through. Mechias ashchin, or the healing of the burn, right? Va'amechva, mechias amechva va'boak, or the healing of the skin of the burn, or the dull, whatever it was, it created a separation because of the extra time. The person winds up not having tzaras. Ha'isabu mechia v'holchala amechia. If he had a living skin there, and then the living skin died. If it was a square, and then it went into the right shape of him. Or it was oblong, and now it goes over to the side. Or now it's scattered. Or there's a shkin inside, and it splits it. Or a kifa. Or it had an expansion, and then the expansion shrunk, right? So the extra time helped it, because by the time the Kohen looks at it, it's now in a tar-based state. Or the original piece disappeared. In each of these examples, it was the extra amount of time that allowed by the time the coin looks at it, something that would have originally looked to be usher now looks mutter, and as a result of that, the nega is not going to be a nega tzaras. So we see that Rabbi Akiva's position, the Tanakama's position, winds up being a kula over the position of Rabbi Akiva. And of course, we will expand and see how it would be a chumra when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.